بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا، فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. وقال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أول خطبة في الإسلام، خطبة التقوى: وإن تقوى الله يوقي مقته ويوقي عقوبته ويوقي سخطه، وإن تقوى الله تبيض الوجوه وترضي الرب وترفع الدرجة، خذوا حظكم منه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, the honor of being in Allah's Habib, our most beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Ummah, the best of all nations in the testimony of Allah Ta'ala, who are the last to come to this world, but will be the first to gain entry into Jannah. It was in this month of Rabiul Awwal that many great occurrences in the Mubarak Seerah and life of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam occurred. The most auspicious and Mubarak birth, the revelation of the first verses of Surah Iqra, the Hijrah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a turning point in Islamic history, and the saddest and darkest moment in the history of this universe, where Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says that that moment everything in Medina Munawwara seemed to have darkened, even the small little particles. That is, on the passing on of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from this temporary abode on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal morning. So the Hijrah enjoys great importance, just as taking Shahada and becoming a Muslim is a means of forgiveness of all of the past sins. That person who migrates for the sake of Allah Ta'ala leaves one's hometown, property and belongings, and that is only for the sake and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala, for the protection and upliftment of this deen. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in, migrated to Medina Munawwara, a group of Sahaba before that, the first migration in Islam to Abyssinia, Northeast Africa. So al-hijrah tahdimu ma kana qablaha. Hijrah is a means of eradicating of all of the sins of the past life. It was in this hijrah, as at so many occasions, when none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, the most beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions to him, that personality who has this honor, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his final days in this month of Rabiul Awwal, that everybody who has conferred any favor to me in this earthly life, I have fully repaid them, with one exception, and that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, whom only Allah will be able to repay on the day of judgment. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the very difficult days of Makkah Mukarramah, was abused in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, in the Haram Sharif, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an found the courage to throw himself into the mob to defend Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion he was beaten so severely that he almost passed away. His tribe, the Banu Taym, were just waiting to extract revenge if he passes on. He had spent most generously. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, when my father became Muslim, he had 40,000 dirhams, silver coins. He was a very, very good and honest trader and businessman. She says, by the time Hijrah came along 13 years later, of that 40, only five remained with him, which he had spent upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poor Muslims, especially purchasing those Muslims who were being severely tortured as slaves, purchased them at high prices and immediately freed them, such as Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and many others. And she says, when her father Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, at that time he left this world with absolutely nothing. On arrival in Medina Munawwara on the construction of the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala accepted none other than him to spend on the purchasing of the land of that masjid that stands and is so dear and beloved in the heart of Muslims up to this day, the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Tabuk, when there was a dire need for spending, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that on this occasion I thought that I may for once at least supersede Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala when I brought forth half of my total possessions. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, Umar, what have you left behind? He said, half of my possessions. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and put forward what he had spent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Abu Bakr, what have you left behind for your family? He says, I have left Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that I knew I will never be able to supersede him. It was in this journey of Hijrah where once again en route to climbing the Mount Thawr, where they took refuge in the cave of Thawr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes in front, suddenly behind on the right and left, for fear of an ambush or an attack from behind. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even asked him, are you doing this to put your life on line, to sacrifice it for me? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, most definitely. When they went into the cave, he had plugged up the holes before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested his Mubarak head in the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He noticed that there was one hole that was not covered. He placed his foot on it and a venomous snake started to bite him on his toe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asleep. He did not wish to disturb Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pain was so that he started shedding tears out of pain, and those droplets of tears falling on the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke him. It is for this reason that Allah Ta'ala has attested to his being a sahabi li sahibihi. And therefore anybody such as the Shia, for example, deny his being a sahabi is actually denying a word of the Quran Sharif. So they entered on the culmination of Hijrah on Friday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. What a glorious morning. The reception, the Ansar were anxiously awaiting for days and days. They would go out to see, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arriving today? When the young children sang Tala al-Badru alayna, sort of from Quba, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed for a few days, where the first masjid in Islam, the masjid of Quba, that was Salam, even on the completion of Hijrah thereafter, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit it on Saturdays. And it is also mentioned that any person who visits there and performs two rakats of salah gets the reward of an umrah. So en route into Medina Munawwara on that Friday morning, they passed by where the tribe of Banu Salim were inhabitant, and it was the time of Jummah salah. And it is there that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the first khutbah of Jummah in the history of Islam. And we look at some of those golden advices. Every word is worthy of being inscribed in our hearts. I implore one and all that read from a Sirah Kitab, for example, the Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that has details of this amazing khutbah, that every word of it can be engraved in gold in our hearts and it will not do justice to it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the advices given in that khutbah, right at the beginning, praising Allah. And any noble action that is not started with the praises of Allah Ta'ala remains deficient. So let us make the habit when commencing any good deed, Bismillah or Alhamdulillah, even entering the home, it is a source of great barakah and blessings. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmaduhu wa astainuhu wa astaghfiruhu wa astahdih, filled with tawheed and turning to Allah, I praise Allah, I seek His assistance, I seek forgiveness from Him, and I beg hidayat and guidance from Allah Ta'ala. And emphatically, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I do not disbelieve in Allah. In fact, I express enmity to the one who believes, who disbelieves in Allah Ta'ala. Later on in this khutbah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives similar advices that as your dedication to Islam in totality, have enmity to those who are the enemies of Allah and disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then, the famous shahada, filled with tawheed, I testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one all alone. He has no partner whatsoever. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is definitely the messenger and servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thereafter says, and this is such conclusive advice and such brief but all-encompassing advice, we hear it in the beginning of khutbas, مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ رَشَدْ. The one who obeys Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, indeed that person is correctly guided on the straight path, the only path of hidayat and guidance that we beg of Allah Ta'ala in every rakat of every salah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, to be on the pathway of obedience to Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَمَنْ يَعَصِهِمَا, the one who disobeys Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, indeed that person is deeply entrenched in deviation, has strayed far away from the path of Allah Ta'ala, has transgressed the limits of Allah Ta'ala, that no matter what he may be termed materialistically in terms of the world, in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the only success and the only means of drawing the mercy of Allah is obedience to Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And disobedience to Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the words of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person has strayed far away, deviated far away. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then says, and this khutbah is called the khutbah of taqwa, that in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam strongly emphasizes the importance of taqwa, the many benefits that accrue because of it. For example, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, I strongly emphasize upon you to have taqwa, to have Allah in your conscience, that you obey Him. And taqwa especially means staying away from haram, sin, abstaining from the prohibitions of Allah. That is the highest level of piety. For indeed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the best advice that any Muslim can ever give to another is that of taqwa, and that any Muslim should encourage another Muslim to prepare for the akhirah. That is the true right that a Muslim enjoys over us, that have Allah in your conscience, my brother. We are here for a short while, as we hear the alan after the salahs in the effort of da'wat and tabligh, that our success is only in obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His commands, but not as we wish and desire, in the manner shown by beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we know the life of this world is very, very short. It is temporary. The world of the Akhirah is for eternity, forever and ever. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says further about the importance of taqwa. It is so important that Allah Himself warns you about Himself, about His anger and His disobedience, because Allah Ta'ala is extremely kind and loving to His servants. Furthermore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the best that a person can prepare for the journey of the Akhirah is that one genuinely and sincerely at all times is overcome with the conscience and the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That will help you immensely in the hereafter. Furthermore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that adopt taqwa fi ajili amrikum wa ajilih, that at all times in your matters of dunya, in the matters of akhirah, fear Allah and have Him in your conscience, whether fi sirri wal alaniyah, whether you are in secret, in private, or in the open, in public, and adopt that taqwa in public and private only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the importance of ikhlas and sincerity, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, choosing a path other than that, obedience to Allah Ta'ala for His pleasure and staying away from His prohibitions for His pleasure. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, all other actions The repercussions in the hereafter will be such that a person يَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. In the akhirah, a person will yearn and desire that between him and those sins, those acts of disobediences to Allah Ta'ala, there should be long, long distances that I wish I never would have committed and perpetrated this sin and disobedience and haram. It will be a cause of severe remorse and regret. Furthermore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what beautiful advice. So that person who rectifies the relation between himself and Allah Ta'ala and does that for the pleasure of Allah, then that person will have honor and esteem in this world and is sending forth a great treasure to the life after death. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in such precious words, حِينَ يَفْتَقِرُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى مَا قَدَّمْ. After death, when that person in the loneliness of that grave will be desperately in need of any good that was sent forth to the akhirah. So amass those treasures that will be of benefit to you in the hereafter. Furthermore, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that that person who rectifies the matter between himself and Allah Ta'ala, obeys Allah, stays away from his haram, then Allah Ta'ala takes care of that person's affairs between himself and the creation of Allah. Rectify the link between us and Allah, and Allah will take care of all our problems, our necessities, our interactions with people. Allah Ta'ala will be that person's helper and supporter. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives six benefits of adopting taqwa. يُوَقِّي وَيُوَقِّي عُقُوبَتَهُ وَيُوَقِّي سَخَطَهُ. The one who adopts taqwa under all circumstances to the best of one's ability. We are insan, we are weak, we slip. Allah has given us the door of tawbah and repentance at all times. Allah Ta'ala, on account of taqwa, it saves a person from Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. It saves one from the divine punishment of Allah Ta'ala, and it saves one from the anger of Allah. So one is protected from Allah's anger, displeasure, and his divine punishment by means of taqwa. And then three great benefits of taqwa thereafter. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تُبَيِّضُ الْوُجُوهُ وَتُرْضِ الرَّبُّ وَتَرْفَعُ الدَّرَجَةُ. On account of taqwa, a person's face will be brightened, will be enlightened in this world and in the hereafter. It brings the happiness of Allah Ta'ala, and it elevates the status of a person. So Allah's happiness, the lightening of the face in dunya and akhirah, and best of all, the happiness of Allah. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that take as much of the share of taqwa for yourself as possible. Rasulullah then goes towards the concluding words that do not transgress the limits of Allah. Allah has clearly defined for you in His Quran and the guidance of deen. And all of this is that you may succeed in the imtihan of this world, that those who obey Allah will be rewarded abundantly. And Allah Ta'ala can clearly see those who are sincere of obedience to Allah, separated from the liars in that claim to Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that just as Allah has been kind to you, show goodness to all around you. And such pertinent advice, وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. In all of this, remember, there is no power to do any of it or abstain, except with Allah Ta'ala's help alone. فَأَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَهُ. And this one advice implemented makes all of the aforementioned easy. Abundantly remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Bring dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in your tongue, whether you are in the masjid, coming to masjid, going home, going to work. Such an opportune golden moment for the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further advises in these golden words in the khutbah of taqwa, the one who rectifies the matter between himself and Allah, Allah Ta'ala will take care of all of that person's affairs between himself and the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because only Allah decrees upon humanity, they cannot decree upon him. Allah controls hearts, conditions, all situations are controlled by Allah Ta'ala. Think with Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is on a person's side under all conditions. In conclusion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. no power to do good or stay away from evil, except only with the help and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq to heed to these beautiful advices. In the first khutbah of Islam at the Banu Salim, in the first Jumu'ah Salah performed by our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first khutbah, just a few reminders once again, a treasure for the Akhirah that we can send is to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa. These will be a great treasure for us in the hereafter when our eyes close, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a person is most desperately in need of any good that has been sent forth. Secondly, tomorrow night, Saturday night, inshallah, very important program where the senior ulama of our country will be rendering very important advices pertaining to the very important topic of Gaza. This will be at Mackenzie Park Masjid, inshallah, tomorrow evening from Asr till Isha. The details are on the pamphlet. Let's try and take this golden opportunity, rare to find a confluence of such seniors of our ummah, of our ulama, such valuable personalities, advices we can take benefit with the knee of our Islam and Reformation. And also, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, next week, Thursday night, inshallah, after Maghrib, the completion of Hifz by three of our students in the masjid from our community, from the Hifz class, inshallah. The Khatmul Quran Majlis will take place next week, Thursday night, between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأؤمن به ولا أكفره وأعادي من يكفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى والنور والموعظة على فترة من الرسل وقلة من العلم وضلالة من الناس وانقطاع من الزمن ودنو من الساعة وقرب من الأجل. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فقد غوى وفرط وضل ضلالا بعيدا. أوصيكم بتقوى الله، فإنه خير ما أوصى به المسلم المسلمة، وأن يحضه على الآخرة أمره بالتقوى، فاحذروا ما حذركم بنفسه ويحذركم الله نفسه، والله رؤوف بالعباد. ولا أفضل نصيحة من ولا أفضل ذكرى من. وبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الخطبة العظيمة فوائد التقوى قائلا: وإن تقوى الله يوقي مقته ويوقي عقوبته ويوقي سخطه، وإن تقوى الله تبيض الوجوه وترضي الرب وترفع الدرجة، خذوا حظكم منه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ولا تفرطوا في جنب الله، قد علمكم كتابه ونهج لكم سبيله، ليعلم الذين صدقوا ويعلم الكاذبين. فأحسنوا كما أحسن الله إليكم، هو اجتباكم وسماكم المسلمين، ليهلك من هلك عن بينه ويحيى من حي عن بينه. ورغبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: ولا قوة إلا بالله، فأكثروا ذكره واعملوا لما بعد الموت حين يفتقر العبد إلى ما قدم. والله أكبر. ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم سدد رأيهم ورميهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار، نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك، وانشر رحمتك، وأحي بلدك الميت. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Straighten the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, stand as close as possible, moving towards the center of the saf, towards the imam from both directions. Stand as close as possible, leave no gaps between our shoulders, also ensuring that once the salah commences, there are no gaps between our shoulders. We're standing as close as possible in salah in straight safs, brings the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and unity in the ummah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وممن حولكم من الأعراب منافقون ومن أهل المدينة مردوا على النفاق لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم سنعذبهم مرتين ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله
استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشفهم شفاء كاملا وعاجلا، اللهم اعطهم العفو والعافية. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله، رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.